Newman held news conferences in three cities to claim that Milwaukee County Executive Walker has not cracked down on county spending. Newman says during the last 8 years, Walker's budget proposals would have driven up local spending 35%, whereas at the state level, Newman says Governor Jim Doyle's budget plans would only have hiked spending 27%. During a news conference outside Walker's county office, Newman said he was surprised to learn Walker's record.
I knew at that point that getting into the governor's race was the right thing to do for the right reasons. I am the fiscal conservative in this race. I support smaller government, less spending.
Newman says as governor, he would aim to keep any state spending increases in a year 1% below the inflation rate. Newman declined to say where Walker should have cut county spending. During a later teleconference, Walker said former Congressmember Newman has unfairly lumped building project funds, known as a capital budget, in with county operating budgets.
I suppose that's the difference between having served in the Congress and being in an executive position in county or state government. And I think it's important for the voters and your readers and listeners to understand the difference there.
Newman then held a follow-up phone conference to defend his charges and say taxpayers need to look at the bottom line of Walker's proposed budgets. The state Republican Party, which has endorsed Walker, says it hopes Newman soon considers running against Democrats. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.